1 week ago, those guys, Volbeat, released their vinyl Hocus Bonus, and I need to get my paws on that. That's Wait a Minute, My Girl on KLOS. Howdy, sir.
How are you, sir?
Good. How are you, Ming?
I am great.
Neat. Swell.
It's a rock show day.
Oh, yeah. You're going to see Fighters Food today.
Yes.
Hell yeah. The one that was postponed for a minute.
From July 19th or something like that.
Seems like a million years ago
already.
Yeah,
it's tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
Yep.
You are stoked.
It's just hard to get my head around after the last 2 years. It's like, just hard to get your head around.
This isn't really going to happen. So what are the details? I mean, masks being you have to wear when you walk in?
I think that's what the county regulates. I think
right.
You have to.
Okay.
I think in all indoor arenas. I don't know for sure, but I'll bring my mask. I have my vaccination card, whatever they need. I'm in.
You don't have your vaccination barcode tattoo yet?
I don't yet. No.
And then, are there like every seat filled? Is it sold out or the
no idea.
Social distancing at all?
No idea.
Who gives a rat's ass? It's the Foo Fighters today.
I don't think they're leaving seats open.
Mm, really?
Because when they said if you get vaccinated, you don't have to.
Mm-hmm, right.
So I think they'll probably make you wear a mask, but no seats in between.
Just curious how it all works.
Care.
Yeah, right. You're just going to be there. You got good seats? Did you sleep with somebody to get some good seats?
I did. Our boss, Keith.
Oh, Keith!
Yeah.
Good seats!
Yep. That guy puts out.
He does. Except when the fries department usually.
Yeah, true.
Sometimes he'll come through.
All right, let's talk about today's show.
Aight.
It's National Women's Equality Day.
I'm surprised it's a full day. Usually they would just get an hour or something.
That's true.
They usually get treated.
Well, yesterday we took dating disaster stories.
Right.
They were almost all guys.
Yep.
So in this hour, we're going to take calls from only women about their dating disasters.
Bad dates they've been on.
Because Sluggo and I are guys, and we know
it's our fault.
It's mostly our fault.
Yeah.
So
we'll be honest, man.
We're going to do that. We also have some Foo Fighters tickets to give you.
Hell yeah. For the show tonight?
Yep.
Woo!
For a game that we're calling Foo the Win.
Ah, Foo the Win. That sounds like something Snoop Dogg would approve of.
I didn't love it. I came up with it. I don't love it. It's also National Dog Day. Did you know that?
I did know that. I like that. I'm a big fan. I want to see pictures of your dogs. Tweet them. We're at Kevin and Sluggo.
Ha! Man, you're going to learn that at some point.
Someday.
What? That's a win for you?
Yeah, it is. That's a big win.
That's
Kevin and Sluggo.
We have Disneyland tickets.
That's right, between 4 and 5.
As well today.
Yep.
So we got a lot going on.
A lot going on.
95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were just talking about the Foo Fighters show tonight.
Yeah, at the Forum.
At the Forum. And you were asking about masks and are they going to leave any open seats or whatever.
Right.
And you have some information on that for us?
Yeah, Debbie?
Oh, I went to see the Black Crowes and Dirty Honey. And on the Forum website, it says that they check your COVID card or negative vaccine in the last 3 days. And when you get to security, they don't check anything. And you have to have a clear bag with all your stuff in it. You can't have any purses or anything like that.
I have a sweet, sweet handbag I was going to bring.
It was packed.
Wow.
No open seats anywhere.
Okay. All right.
So prepared to be intimate.
Always.
All right, that's some good information.
I'm always prepared to be intimate. Or intimens.
Either one.
Mm-hmm.
Since 1971, Women's Equality Day has been celebrated annually on August 26th.
That's today!
That would be today.
I'll be damned.
The celebration falls on the anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment, which granted women the right to vote.
It's insane to think that that was not a right.
Yes, it is.
Until that reason.
Because men are dumb.
No kidding.
Now, yesterday we did bad dates.
It
wasn't necessarily first dates, but it ended up being mostly first dates.
Mm-hmm.
And we got really a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys that were relatively cruel about the women.
Yep. One said she looked like a rat.
Yes.
With pointy ears and whiskers.
But then at the same time, we don't know what
guy looked
like.
What does that dude look like?
Right, exactly.
Does he look as bad as me? Is that possible?
So, no. So now we are going to talk to only women.
Yes. Today, especially.
Because it's Women's Equality Day. So we're not going to take any calls from guys on bad dates.
Right.
Only women.
Right.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about women's bad first dates because it is National Women's Equality Day. And yesterday we took calls from guys. Today it's all women.
And only women. Did you have a bad date?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Tell us about it.
Well, I met this guy at the grocery store, and we decided to go on a date. So he picked me up. He was looking good. I was looking good. We were driving to the place, and then all of a sudden the car stopped. He got out of the car, walked around, opened my door, and said, bye.
What? Wow.
Ushered me out of his car, closed the door, and drove off all on Ventura Boulevard.
What?
So then...
Why?
Exactly, right? Why? So I eventually mustered up the courage to call him because the curiosity was killing me as
sure,
well.
Sure, of course.
And he said it was because I had been texting while we were talking in the car.
Who doesn't do that? What century is he from?
Yeah,
what a fool.
I guess.
Did you get her from the past?
Right. What Boo. A fool.
Boo.
Boo.
Well, what's your name?
Laurel,
thank you for calling
you
and
rule,
boo him.
You.
He sucks.
Thanks, man.
Thanks
bye.
For the call, bye.
Take care.
Hello, KLOS.
Hi, I had a really bad date with a guy.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, well, I used to date him in just like right out of high school, and I couldn't remember why we broke up. Then we found each other again through Facebook, and it was decided that I should fly out there for New Year's Eve.
Okay.
So I flew out to Colorado from L.A., and... went through there was a blizzard going on there. It was horrible. So he didn't pick me up at the airport. Got to his house right at midnight. It was great. We had fun, parties the whole night long. And then he said, well, why don't we get a hotel room for the next day? You know, why don't I stay a little while? So I got a hotel room and I waited and he didn't show up.
Didn't that seem odd to you that he
said... Yeah, why does he want to go to the hotel instead of staying at his place?
Because his wife was coming home, is
yes.
My guess.
Oh, you're right.
No, he had roommates,
okay.
And he said that we were too
okay.
Loud.
Roommate wife, yeah.
So go ahead.
Right.
Okay, so he didn't show up. And then I get kind of worried, and I know his brother, so I called his brother, and his brother didn't know where he was at. So his brother was all worried, so we're kind of like searching for him. And the day two, I said, okay, for a hotel room for the next day.
You are incredibly patient.
Yeah, it must have been a really fun night that first night.
Well, it was kind of good, yeah.
I understand that, then.
Did he ever show up?
No, but his sister got a hold of somebody, and it turns out he went to Mexico.
Wow!
With his roommate's friends.
Wow!
So he was partying with three girls in Mexico.
Oh,
like,
man.
My teenager said... Go home.
Right. Yeah. Hey, this
go
was
home.
A great night. Yeah. We need to do this again sometime.
Or if it comes up in the morning, like text you, go, oh man, something came up.
Wow.
Don't spend nights at a hotel. That sucks. We hate that guy.
Especially after you flew to Colorado for the date.
In the cold. Right on. Thanks for calling.
Thank
818-955-KLOS. Female who had bad dates. We want to hear from you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It is National Women's Equality Day. Yesterday, we took calls on bad dates, and it was all guys. So today, we're taking calls from all girls about bad dates. KLOS, hello.
What were we calling for again?
Oh, it's a guy. It's
sorry,
a guy.
Sorry.
No, we can't talk to you, man. No, only the women. Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Did you have a bad date?
Hey. Hi there.
I did.
Let's hear it.
Okay, I had a date with this guy. I went to go see Andre Agassi at the Forum.
Mm-hmm.
I had really good seats, and he said, I'll take you to dinner after it's done, because you paid a lot of money. I'm like, great, it was the first date.
Mm-hmm.
So on the way to the date, he says to me, since we're in the car and we have time to talk, this is date number one. I plan on having a sexual relationship with you, so I want you to get an AIDS test by next week.
Wow. I want you to get an AIDS test by next week.
Yeah, so chop chop. So then
we go to
the match, and I met him like 3 or 4 days before. So then he goes to the bathroom. He's gone like 45 minutes. And he comes back. Remember he's taking me to dinner? He comes back with a hot dog and a Coke. And I'm thinking.
That's your dinner?
Well, I'm thinking maybe he's just snacking. He didn't bring me anything.
Ah, that was his dinner, not yours.
Oh.
So the match ends, and we go to the car, and I said, so where are we going to go eat? He goes, oh, I already ate.
Wow.
And I said, I thought you were taking me to get something to eat. He goes, well, I already ate. And I go, well, I haven't eaten. And he said, well, I don't want to just go somewhere and watch you eat.
Wow.
I'd
go somewhere and watch you eat.
And get that AIDS test in 24 hours.
Unbelievable what they have to put up with.
By the way, go ahead.
Yeah.
Perfect woman.
Yeah.
Watch the Kings.
Yeah.
Watching hockey. Love it.
Hi, KLOS. Bad date?
Bad date?
No.
Oh, another guy! We don't want to hear from you, buddy!
Not this hour. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. There's a weird university that every year puts out a list of words and phrases that you should avoid using.
I love that kind of crap. I mean, it's just so geeky and dorky. And
sometimes it's worse.
Fascinated by it. Yeah. Yeah.
In the early 90s, we came across this story.
Right.
And they, in the early 90s, things were different. Please remember that. I'm not trying to use bad language to be a shock jock or anything.
A shock jock.
But.
Shut up.
It did say,
yeah.
Stop using the word retard.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, sure. That, no, that's a good. Right. Good.
Yes. So, good
well
suggestion.
Done. Yes.
So then they gave us alternatives.
Right. They did?
Yes. That's what they do. They give you alternatives. Okay. Shouldn't say this. Maybe instead
say
this.
Oh, no.
And their suggestion was window licker. Which is worse?
What?
Yes.
Window. That's what?
Yes. It's way worse.
I won't
worse.
Even say it. It's
right.
Stupid. That's
and we're
awful.
Like, what is happening? This university is giving us suggestions
like that,
that. Are worse than the original.
Wow.
It's not
well,
possible.
At least certainly along the same lines. Not an improvement.
So Brandeis wow. University has expanded this list.
Oh no.
Recently, they've added some new words to it.
I think I have a few words for them.
Things that we shouldn't be saying along. Okay. With their suggestions for what we should be saying instead
no.
at its place.
Oh, no.
And we go to the Heineken 00 hotline, Professor Alan Macklin from Brandeis University.
We have someone on the phone?
Yes, from this university.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hey.
Hello. First of all, we don't use the window licker any longer. I just wanted to let you know.
Right, but you did once.
Who was the window licker who came up with that?
And that's hilarious.
That was before my time,
okay.
So I really can't be held responsible for
okay.
that one. And also, we don't enjoy the Brandeis University being referred to as a weird place. So thank you for not using that.
Yeah,
I can see that. Okay. So what words have you added?
Yeah.
Well, we have been very concerned with the usage of words here on campus because, as you know, words not only express thoughts, but they can influence thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been asking people to refrain from using any violent terms in their phraseology, like whipped into shape. Some people could equate that to slavery. We don't want to use that at any time.
Do you think someone...
Okay, what seems... Okay.
Skin a cat, beat a dead horse, all these violent activities towards animals.
I'll go with that. Yeah.
No, I don't think... But wait, hold up.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's talking about literally beating a dead
or
horse.
Or skinning a cat. Why would
right.
you? Why are there more than one ways, and why would you ever need a way?
Well, there are just better ways to express yourself.
Sure.
Like you said, you could say, well, there are multiple ways to achieve something rather than referencing the skinning of an actual cat.
I see.
And
okay.
So we try to have people use more correct language and also be more aware of the words they're using.
I gotcha.
For example, the word euthanasia. Of course, which means mercy killing.
Right.
Could potentially be insulting to some Asians. So we're now calling it youth and largest continent of Earth.
Honestly, when I was young, I did think that youth in Asia.
Isn't that more specifically Asia?
Yeah.
Your version? Your new version?
It is, but we avoid any particular ethnicity by using it that way. And mercy killing, by the way, is also a brutal phrase. We now ask people to refer to it as a mercy Uber to Bye-Bye-ville.
Wait, are you sure you're not the person who came up with window licker by chance?
No, that wasn't me.
All right.
We've been making changes on the campus cafeteria. We're finding some foods that the students are eating are much too violent in terms of their phraseology.
Okay.
A lot of kids like to have breakfast in the morning there in the cafeteria here at Brandeis, and they enjoy eating honey smacks. And first of all, we think honey is a derogatory word to women often used to make them feel less than. And so honey's out.
Well, I mean, I thought that was
literally what it's made of.
Endearment.
Yeah, and it's just honey because
right,
that's what's in the cereal.
Yes,
yeah.
Both.
No,
right.
Honey, sweetie, baby. These are all derogatory terms.
Sure.
And
I mean, they can be used
for women.
Okay. All right.
And smacks, that's much too violent. So we now refer to them as nondescript sweet wheat pellets.
Do you think something like that might catch on?
You think Kellogg's would
we
be on board?
We think it will. Yeah, we think it will. And, yeah. And their mascot is a frog, and that, as you know, is a derogatory term to the French. So we now refer to the mascot as an indigenous swamp dweller.
And I'm sorry, that's better?
That is much better, yes. Same thing with Hawaiian Punch. I mean, a punch, obviously, way too violent. That's not acceptable.
Okay.
The Hawaiians have nothing to do with this liquid. So we've asked people to refer to it as the Polynesian Islander who resolved his, her, or their conflict through nonviolent negotiation with the help of a licensed arbitrator or mental health professional if needed. Juice.
Do you think kids are going to be able to ask mom for that? I don't know.
Oh, hold on. Juice might offend the Jews. Never mind. Strike that as well.
What do you got there?
Papers. Winner forms.
Ah.
Blank winner forms with no names on them.
Hmm.
Last chance to win, it says. Tonight at the Forum, it says.
You're saying it's not too late to go to the Foo Fighters show tonight?
Thanks to KLOS. Apparently not.
Wow.
Yeah. This is cool. This is a show you're going to tonight.
Yes, I can't wait.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a game called For the Win.
Wait, what is it called?
Not proud of it.
How drunk were you when you came up
win.
With it this last night?
Quite.
Get against the wind. Foo the Win.
So what we're going to do is we're going to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
And the letters F-O-O are going to be in the word or words that's the answer.
Oh, I see. So you have to come up with an answer that has the words F-O-O,
the letters F-O-O
in it.
Yes.
And how many do they have to get right before
they... have to get at least three straight.
Okay.
Three straight.
Or three out of four. Can we get three out of four?
Okay,
they can miss one. Yeah.
All right. Three out of four. They're relatively easy, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at it, so it's hard to tell if it's relatively
easy. I suppose we have to have a time limit on it, too, now that I think about it.
How much time do we have?
I think give them 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Is that enough?
To get three out of four?
Yeah. With each one.
I mean, I think, mm-hmm. I hope they're easy enough that would work.
Right.
So that you can go
see the Foo Fighters tonight.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
That is if you can make the show. Don't even bother calling if you can't make it tonight to the Forum.
Correct.
But play our game with us. Good luck. A really bad game.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have a pair of tickets for you to see Foo Fighters tonight.
Unbelievable.
At the Forum. Don't call if you can't go to the Forum.
Yeah.
KLOS, who's this?
This is George.
George, are you able to go see the Foo Fighters at the Forum tonight if you get three out of four Foo the Win questions, right?
Yes.
Nice.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
We're going to have 30 seconds. I'm going to read them as fast as you can answer them.
All righty.
Tell me when you hear the clock start, I'll start.
Oh, no, as soon as you give the question.
Yeah. The 1st of April is also known as what?
April Fool's Day.
Nice.
If you go to McDonald's, you're getting what?
Food.
Good enough.
Nice.
I was going to say fast food.
Ah.
If you want to buy tennis shoes, basketball, or running shoes, you might go to the store.
Repeat the question.
If you're going to buy tennis shoes,
basketball, or running shoes, you might go to this store.
Foot Locker.
Yeah, that's three out of four. Wow! That was insanely easy, actually. I'm surprised.
Too easy.
Yeah, we should give away some more. Do we have any more Foo Fighters tickets?
Yeah, we have one more pair.
All right. 818-955-KLOS. Yeah. Be caller 13. And you're going to go with George, who's going. You're going, George.
Congrats, man.
Woo!
Foo Fighters on World Fame.
Night at the Great Western Forum.
Thank you for jumping right in there.
As Chick would say, no one landing on their wallets.
Listen, we're just winging this, so...
Yeah.
Last time it was a little hectic, but we're going to try it again.
Yeah.
You have to get three out of four questions right. They're relatively easy, and each question does have F-O-O in the answer.
And then we have a pair of tickets to the Foo Fighters for the show tonight.
Correct.
We really want to give to you. Who are you?
This is Jacob Garcia.
Jacob.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Best day of my life. How you doing?
First things first, can you go to Foo Fighters tonight?
At the Forum.
Yes.
All right.
And do you think you can get three out of four Foo the Win questions right?
Sure can.
All right, so the answers will have F-O-O in them. It might be three words, might be five words, but it will have F-O-O. All right.
You ready?
Yes.
Here they come.
When you go surfing, you don't wear shoes. You usually go...
barefoot. Yes.
Ah, nice.
I'm very excited to see this sport starting its season.
Football.
Yes. Nice. Two out of three. Two out of four.
When you play
two out of something.
When you play a table hockey game or a table soccer game, it's also called
foosball.
Yeah. I didn't even start the timer. That's three out of four.
I didn't even have to
to finish the question. Enjoy the Foo Fighters tonight, man.
All right, so how do I get the ticket?
That we can't tell you.
Oh, we don't have tickets.
We have no idea. We're just screwing around.
Well, how do I get in?
No.
Just go down and demand it. Let me in.
I won a game.
I won.
Holy, got you.
What is happening right now? You just laid some good news on me, man.
I know it sounds like it's really professional radio.
Yeah, clearly.
But it's been an S show behind the scenes.
It's been insane today. Totally insane. But you just told me. Tomorrow's Friday. I hadn't thought about that.
Tomorrow is Friday.
Oh, I'm so happy, man.
You know what today is?
No.
National Dog Day.
Oh, National Dog Day.
Everybody loves dogs.
That's nice.
Founded in 2004 by animal welfare advocate and pet lifestyle expert.
Sure, of course.
Colleen Page. Apparently, it celebrates all breeds, mixed, pure, and serves to help galvanize the public and get dogs adopted.
Nice. That's awesome.
So we thought we would do a phone topic this hour of embarrassing things that your dog did. We all love our dogs.
Sure.
But occasionally, you go, hey, I'm really sorry about my dog. That happens.
I know those words have come out of my mouth at some point
yes,
or another.
Yes, agreed. I'm so sorry about my dog.
And they're usually
dog.
Like, as they're not, you know, the total loser jerk, they're like, oh, no worries. Right. Look, what a good dog.
Because they like dogs,
You're
too.
You're a good dog, huh?
Right.
That's what usually follows.
So 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS, your dog embarrassed you. Call now and tell us the story. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It is National Dog Day.
That's right. Yay. Good dog. What a good dog.
Who doesn't like dogs?
Right?
So, but Knox. However,
occasionally,
there are times when you say the words, oh, I'm really sorry for my dog. And that's the story we're looking for at 818-955 KLOS. You have one?
So, years ago, my boyfriend and I were, I was giving him a BJ. And so
it's the best start ever.
Yeah.
Continue.
Exactly, right? So, and I'm thinking that maybe he passed wind, and then he's thinking, and then I'm thinking maybe he maybe thought that I passed wind,
mm-hmm.
but it was my dog in the room that was passing wind.
Wow.
Sure, wow. It was. You're still trying to convince him of this filthy lie.
No, it was the dog.
All
what are you talking about?
Later.
Pinning it on your poor dog.
That's awesome. Thanks.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Yes. Dog likes to take care of business, number two, a lot, actually.
Right.
And we are halfway through a crosswalk.
Oh, wow, really? I'll just stop here and deposit this load in the middle of the street.
I got to be honest, that's almost funny.
Yeah.
I think I would be laughing.
Yeah.
You?
No, I have to have a smile on my face while I'm doing it, but, you know.
People ever honk?
Oh, yeah, that's happened before, too.
Come on, you can see the dog is
good
decided.
Times.
Yeah, leave him alone. Awesome, thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Are there stereo?
Two people there?
Yes. I have Gage, my 11-year-old, here who wants to tell you an embarrassing story about his dog.
Excellent.
Do it.
Take it away, Gage.
We have a park down the street from our house.
Mm-hmm.
And every summer, like, towards the end of the summer, geese come over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I let my dog off the leash for a little bit, and then she wanted to see what the geese were, and they started running away from her, and then there was people all around and having a picnic, and she chased away all of the geese.
But she didn't catch any of them, did she, Gage?
No.
Okay, good.
Wow. That's awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your embarrassing dog story.
95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It is National Dog Day.
Yay, National Dog Day.
Who doesn't love their dog?
Right, and thank you for all the pictures people have been posting on our precious little Twitter account.
That's at Kevin and Sluggo.
Oh, I'm going to bring you to the dark side of doing it wrong.
All right, but every once in a while, your dog does embarrass you.
Yes.
And so we're taking those calls at 818-955-KLOS. Who's this?
This is Vlad.
Vlad the Impaler?
Yes, sir. Yeah, exactly that man.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
So your dog. Bad dog. What a bad dog.
So I bought a bulldog. You know, the whole bloodline thing. You know, mm-hmm. people pay a lot of money for that.
Yep. Right.
So I spent a hefty amount of money for, like, a dog that came from Champion Show Dogs. And I'm over here thinking in my mind, I'm going to go, like, make my dog a champion. So when he was, like, a little puppy, he was really good with us, you know?
Right.
And the day came where we had to go and take him to the show. So we go to the show. It's like a flip just switched in this dog's mind. He starts trying to bite everybody.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yes.
He was biting you, too?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, oh, my God.
Did you bite him back so he lives forever?
He could be on What We Do in the Shadows from now on.
So he could never grow out in the daytime again?
He got a little dog coffin to sleep in?
And I had told all my friends, yeah, I'm going to make my dog a champion. I'm going to make my dog a champion. So when I get back from the show, everybody asked me, so how'd it go? I'm like, sure. Oh, yeah, my dog came in 26th place out of 25 dogs.
Well done.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
Hello, KLOS. Tell us about your bad dog.
I used to work in construction, and I had a dog. He was a golden retriever,
mm-hmm.
and his name was Cody. And we used to go to those little food trucks every morning.
Yeah.
And he just turned around, and he started goosing her in the crotch with his nose.
Of course.
He looked up. She looked up at me and she goes, you teach him how to do that? I go, no, it wasn't me. He's got a mind of his own.
By the way, the answer is yes. What's wrong with you? Don't you know how to flirt?
I wish I could have said that, but I didn't.
Next time.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, fellas. How you doing today?
We are good. Your embarrassing dog story?
Yeah, well, I took him on a walk, and there's a Marriott right by where I'm staying at.
Mm-hmm.
And almost like that guy's in the crosswalk, I was going across where the doors open.
Yes.
And he dropped a deuce right there in front of the door.
Ta-da! And for everybody coming into the hotel, please enjoy.
Exactly. And I'm like, oh, man. I looked at the lady and she goes, I'll just call housekeeping. I said, no, I'll clean it up. She goes, no, we're okay.
Oh, well, so, that's but, yeah, wow.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
But, fellas, I've got a son. It's his 22nd birthday. His name's Spencer. Can I give a shout-out to him?
Yes. Go.
Spence, happy birthday. Dad loves you, kid.
Nice. Right on. Get him a puppy.
Was Spence the dog?
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Who doesn't like dogs?
Yeah.
I judge people that don't like dogs.
Oh, absolutely. If you don't like dogs, I don't think I like you.
I don't think I want to hang out with you.
No, pretty much there.
But occasionally they will embarrass you, and that's what we're taking calls for. So your dog embarrassed you?
No, I've got a date home to meet my mom when we had dinner. Then we were sitting on the sofa, me and the date watching TV while my mom was in the other room. And she shut my German Shepherd out with panties on his head, the poodle with a bra. Talk about embarrassing the hell out of me.
Why would your mom do that?
Yeah,
my mom, she's just crazy like that. Gotta love her, though, you know?
Nope.
She just wants to torture you a bit.
When my kids were younger and they wanted to dress up the dog, I would find the outfit that they wanted to put the dog in and I would hide it.
Oh.
Because I think dogs hate that.
Right.
So they would go, what happened to it? I was going, I don't know.
No idea. Maybe the dog ate it.
Maybe you lost it.
And your homework.
I don't know.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
We were on our way up to Mammoth. I used to have a chow and he was very smart.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped off to eat. And all of a sudden, all these people were laughing at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept hearing this horn going beep, beep, beep. And I look out, and I got my dog taking his butt, beeping the horn constantly. So I would go back out and get him because he was mad he couldn't come inside.
That is awesome.
I know how to work this thing.
I love your dog.
Unbelievable. Yeah. There was like 20 people just busting up, taking videos of it. It was pretty cool.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Not good enough.
Hello.
Hey.
Your dog embarrassed you?
Hey, I got a really well-trained dog.
Okay.
While I was in the garage, I was working on a Walbro carburetor, and I found out I had the wrong screwdriver, and my dog takes off. And he comes back a short time later with a bottle of vodka and orange juice, and I was like, bad dog. Wrong screwdriver.
Damn it. Damn it to hell.
Let me translate. So, you were talking about a drink.
I was excited for a second. I thought, ooh, a dog that can actually bring vodka? I need this dog. Thanks for calling, man. How dare you. Hi, KLOS. Tell us about your bad dog.
Hey, doggone it, you guys. I had a Labrador Retriever, old Shaney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I taught her how to leave the back of the house, run 200 feet up to the garage and get the newspapers.
Nice.
And bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it really worked in the winter, especially when it's cold. What a good dog.
Yeah.
One morning, I forgot about it. I got a call from work, you know, got yelled at. How come you're late all the time? All that good stuff. Half an hour later, out of a great chew out, I hear this plop by the back door. And then I hear plop by the back door. I opened the back door. She had brought back 12 newspapers.
From the neighborhood?
All the neighbors.
Oh, my yeah. God. She's pretty like, great. Well, you're not going to let me in. I'll go get you some more.
Pretty great.
Yeah. Been caught stealing, right?
See what you did. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yes. And I am promising you right now, I'm not going to leave early for the show.
Liar. Broop, broop, broop.
An hour of nonstop Foo Fighters.
Yeah, it's wall-to-wall Foo Fighters. We're off Foo Fighters radio. I'm hoping Dave is listening backstage and going, I guess I'll do this show. I guess I'll go on.
I don't think he's still questioning that. I think he's pretty committed.
Yeah, totally. That's awesome. Well, if you're on your way to the show, have a damn good time. Yet more Fighters Foo on the other side of these exciting commercial messages.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That is Foo Fighters with You Should Be Dancing.
Do you have your dancing clogs on for the show tonight?
Clogs?
Are you going to dance when that happens? Is he going to bust out the disco song?
Oh, of course.
And all the multicolored lights are going to be going?
Of course.
And you've got your dancing clogs on.
Listen, I'm super white, but I got a lot of enthusiasm.
A Foo Fighters show tonight, so we're giving you wall-to-wall Fighters Foo, and you say this is one of your favorite Foo Fighters songs.
The Pretender!
You love this one to tiny little pieces?
I really do.
All right. We'll be jumping up and down when this comes on, when he starts playing this tonight. At the Forum, the KLOS.
I wish there was some way to see Foo Fighters live. That would be cool.
You're certainly not on tape right this second.
How dare you
suggest
that?
On your way to the Forum to see the Foo Fighters, Kevin, my dear friend Kevin.
How dare you suggest that I would not be dedicated to the very end?
That was fun, though, an hour.
To the very end.
A Foo Fighters movie.
To the very end.
There's not a lot of bands you can play an hour's worth of music.
To the very end.
All right, well, I'm off to pet the kitty, but shouldn't we discuss what we learned today?
What did we learn today?
Yeah.
It is National Women's Equality Day.
Mm.
So yesterday we took calls from guys about bad dates. Today it was all women. And this story is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
A woman called and said that she flew to Colorado from Los Angeles for New Year's Eve. It went really well.
Had a good time that night.
Had a good time.
With the guy.
The guy said, let's keep this going. And got her a hotel room for 3 days. And then she waited for him to call. And he never did because he got up and went to Mexico with his friends.
Yeah, with a couple of female friends, apparently.
What?
Just split, left town. He's like, well, that was fun. Bye. I'm going to start off the new year leaving you in a hotel room.
So don't be that way.
Guys suck.
And also, Sluggo and I don't trust anybody who doesn't like dogs.
Yeah, that is a fact.
That's pretty much it.
All right, see you tomorrow.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Peace out.
Have fun at the Foo Fighters show, dude.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, those guys were just there, Dirty Honey and
yes.
Black Crowes at the Forum.
Yep.
And then tonight, they're a little Foo Fighters show. You're going to, right?
Foo Fighters show, yes. Yeah. Very excited about that.
So we were thinking...
Between, what, 6 and 7?
Yeah.
Let's play wall-to-wall Foo Fighters.
Not stop Wolf, it's a Foo Fighters.
Huh?
Yeah. Lots of Foo Fighters starting at 6.
An hour of Foo Fighters.
KLOS.
Wow. KLOS, who's this?
Hi, Linda Sims.
Linda, why are you calling us?
Because I heard Danny Trujillo.
Yes,
doesn't
you
he
did.
Rule? I love him.
Yes, you did. And you are caller 13, which means you won... 4 one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland Resort.
Woo-hoo!
Congrats. You can experience Avengers Campus, an all-new land now open at Disney California Adventure Park, but you get 4 one-day, one-park tickets.
Perfect. Thank you.
Now, I got to tell you, my wife is very jealous. She's demanding some of these tickets.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's like, why the hell don't we have
any? She needs to read the rules.
Yeah.
We don't get them.
That's true. So if you ever run into Danny Trejo, please tell him thank you for getting you into Disneyland.
I sure will, and thank you guys.
You bet. Thank you.
Love your show. Thanks.
It was on this day in rock in 1970 when the likes of Bob Dylan and Joan Baez, The Doors, The Who, The Moody Blues, Procol Harum, Chicago, Sly and the Family Stone, Free, Jimi Hendrix, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Joni Mitchell, Donovan, Jethro Tull all came together for the 5-day Isle of Wight Festival in England. If you have the Kiss Alive 2 album, it was on this day in rock in 1977 when they played the first of 3 nights at the Forum in Inglewood, which is where the shows were recorded and compiled for that album. David Bowie's movie, Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, opened in New York City on this day in rock in 1983.